The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
This is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you from Fitzpatrick's Hotel in Manhattan in New York, the US East Coast. Over on the West, you'll find our own Barry White. He's in Berkeley in California, Vice President Kamala Harris's hometown. He's been catching up there with voters this morning to see how excitement has been building at the prospect of a Harris presidency. And he has sent us this report.
Berkeley, California. It's the hometown of Kamala Harris. She grew up here, and it's pretty certain she will take a massive majority here. In 2020, 96% of the electorate in Berkeley voted for Joe Biden, and the vote for Kamala Harris is expected to be even higher. And Cal, who has lived here all his life, thinks she will be the next US president.
Kamala, yeah. I think she'll do the best job for the most people, so I vote for Kamala.
Do you think she will win? There seems to be a bit of momentum behind her now nationally.
Yes, it's going to be close, but yeah, I think she'll win because there's a lot of other people that didn't want to vote for her, but they will because they got other things that they want, you know, concerns.
What would a Donald Trump presidency mean for the United States?
I don't know. I guess maybe what it meant the first time around. Everybody say something different. It was probably kind of hard because people didn't like it. I know a lot of people didn't like it. They looked down on it. So,
what do you make of him? What do you think of him?
Donald Trump, no worse than any other Republican that's been through there. But I couldn't see myself voting for him. It's too many different issues there.
And what are the main issues, I suppose, for voters in this area, the Bay Area?
Probably women's rights. Probably they're talking about cutting taxes, and Kamala is the one that's talking about cutting the most taxes. Most got a few people's taxes, but Kamala wants to have everybody's taxes, you know, cut down some more. So I think that would be a good thing.
So what are the issues here in Berkeley? Well, cost of living, crime, housing, they're all big issues. However, Berkeley is seen as one of the most liberal cities in the United States, and the war in Gaza seems to be a huge issue here. And for that reason, some people here have told me they can't vote for Kamala.
If we're talking about the popular vote, personally, I feel like I know a lot of people that are going to do uncontested. They're boycotting because of what's going on in the world right now, and specifically about how both of these presidential nominees, they support genocide. And a lot of people I know are not okay with that. So I do think that there are going to be people that are going to symbolically boycott. And I don't know what they would write in or if they would just vote Green Party.
You're not the first person who said that to me. There's lots of people I've stopped who've said they won't vote for either.
We're pissed off. That's what we... Yeah, I mean, but again, this is a deep blue state, according to news outlets and everything. So I guess we'll see. I mean, I'm going to actually go right now and put my ballots in, so...
Who are you voting for?
I put my vote as symbolic, so I just voted Green Party for Jill Stein.
And who do you think will be the next president of the United States?
I don't know, because the last election was actually... which was my first election, I voted for Bernie. He didn't win. Everyone thought Hillary was going to win. She didn't win. So I hope it's not like a repetition of history from a few years ago. I'm hopeful that... I don't know.
What would a Donald Trump presidency mean, do you think?
It's just... probably like expedited fascism. The end of democracy.
I think she will. I didn't vote for her because my politics are very far left, and particularly with relation to her policy on Gaza. I was very disappointed that they couldn't do anything to stop the war in Gaza. I mean, I know Kamala will likely take California, so it doesn't really matter how I vote, but I wanted to protest what I think is a really mistaken policy.
Who did you vote for, then?
I voted for the Peace and Freedom Party, which is allied with the Party for Socialism and Liberation. Claudia De La Cruz was the candidate.
And what are the big issues here, I suppose, in this area? Is what's going on in the Middle East one of them?
Oh, yes, definitely. There's been a lot of support for the people in Gaza and a lot of opposition to just the blank check we've written for the Israeli government.
Who do you think is going to win?
I think Kamala will win. I think it'll be close, though.
What would a Donald Trump presidency mean?
It would be very difficult. I mean, they seem to have a totally different idea of government. They believe in a unitary executive that has immense power over Congress and over the states, and I think they'll try and push that through by any means possible once if they get in.
As for finding a Donald Trump voter in America's most liberal city, well, that's like searching for a needle in a haystack, and I've still yet to find one. But as I said, there's no doubt that Kamala Harris will win here in California, taking the Golden State's available 54 electoral votes. But will she be the next US president? Well, we won't know until maybe Thursday. Barry Weiss in Berkeley, California.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.